Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sharon Jum and I'm reading grade 3-9.
And my name is Lanam and I'm also reading grade 3-9.
Today we will tell you about force and pressure. First, I will give you an example about what is pressure. Water is coming with a great speed from the tap. We say that water is coming out with a high pressure. And if we put our hand palm under it, we can feel it. The thing we feel is called pressure. Lan, can you tell me why are water tanks placed on the roof of the top floor?
Yes, we observed that the speed of water from a tank coming out of a tap on the ground floor is greater than the speed of water coming out of a tap is on the upper story of our house. Actually, water contains exact pressure of its soil. The speed of water coming out of a tap depends upon the water pressure in the tank. Moreover, the speed water pressure in the tank depends upon the height of water tank above the ground floor. That is why the water tank is above roof on the ground floor. Shyam, can you tell me an activity about water pressure?
Sure. The material required is 1.5 liter plastic bottle, iron nail, insulation tape, meter rod, etc. Procedure. Number first, punch 3 holes at different heights on the side of plastic bottle using a nail as shown. Close this hole by pasting insulation tape. Fill the bottle with water up to brim and place it on the floor. Remove the tape and observe the ejection of water out of the 3 holes. Note the distance of the streams of water coming out of various holes from the bottle. Note the angle which each stream of the water makes with the surface of the vessel as it emerges out of the hole. Is that going to tell you about hydrostatic pressure?
Yes. A liquid pressure increasing with the depth of a liquid in a container is called hydrostatic pressure. Liquid pressure. The pressure exerted on fluid enclosed in a vessel is transmitted equally in all directions. This fact is first time discovered by Pascal and it is also known as Pascal's law. Pascal's law is only applied when fluid filled in closed vessels. Now, Shyam, you tell me your hydraulics.
I will tell you what's hydraulics. A branch of science which deals with the transmission of fluid pressure through pipes as a source of mechanical force is called hydraulics. I will also tell you what are the applications of compressed air. Compressed air is widely used in various daily life activities and in industries. Some common applications of compressed air are mentioned below. Automobiles' tires are inflated with compressed air. Number 2, spray guns use compressed air for spray painting. Air-powered motors use compressed air to work. Compressed air is also used in air-powered tools like hammers, drills, etc. Compressed air is also used in air brake system in heavy vehicles. Fazan, can you tell me what's gas pressure?
Yes. During gas molecule motion, they collide with each other and with the wall of container. Gas molecules colliding with the walls of container exert pressure on its wall on container and thus produce pressure. If the volume of the container is decreased from the same quantity of gas, the distance between the particles also decreases and there are more collisions of the particles with the wall of container. As a result, the gas pressure increases. Now, Shyam, you tell me about atmospheric pressure.
I will tell you what is atmospheric pressure. Our Earth has a blanket of air around it. The Earth's gravity pulls the air column down, hence the air has weight. The weight of the air column per unit area on the Earth is pressure, which is termed as atmospheric pressure. And I will also tell you how to measure atmospheric pressure. There is an instrument called barometer which is used to measure atmospheric pressure. These were the fields we can use atmospheric pressure. Compressed air and in water and liquid. Thank you.
Thank you.